This is Earth and Sky. We recorded this question at the Austin Children's Museum in Texas from Kayla Welch.
Can the hole in the ozone layer be fixed?
Kayla, scientists have measured an ozone hole over the South Pole every year since the early 1980s. The hole is caused by powerful chemicals called CFCs. Eric Betterton is a professor of atmospheric science at University of Arizona. He says that last year's ozone hole was the worst on record.
He points out that the hole isn't always there. It appears over Antarctica in September or October each year, then disappears by mid-December as winds bring in fresh ozone and carry away the CFCs responsible for ozone depletion. But can the ozone hole be fixed permanently? Many nations have now banned CFCs. All else being equal, the ozone hole is expected to be completely fixed in about 50 to 100 years.
Rob Jackson is a biologist at Duke University. He reminded us that ozone-attacking chemicals must remain banned. He also notes that most CFC substitutes are powerful greenhouse gases. They contribute to global warming.
And all the scientists we talked with agreed that fixing global warming will be far trickier than fixing the ozone hole. Today's show was made possible by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.